This is Analucho Estates Retro, a national situation update for the week ending Saturday, June 7th, 2014. This week in security news, we begin first in Eastern Europe, where the U.S., NATO, and Russia continue to escalate tensions in the region. On Thursday of this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding an announcement by Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel that the U.S. would be expanding its military presence in Bulgaria and Romania, including deployments of warships, aircraft, troops, and land-based missile defense installations to the region. Secretary Hagel made his announcements while visiting Romania. He is in Europe along with President Obama, who attended the G7 Economic Summit in Brussels, D-Day commemorations in France, as well as a sweep through various Eastern European nations in an attempt to further reassure regional NATO allies. Earlier, President Obama pledged $1 billion to help boost NATO military preparedness in Europe, saying that the U.S. will be prepared for any contingencies if Russia tries to threaten any other neighboring countries. In turn, Russia has warned the NATO military alliance not to shift forces east. Russia's representative to NATO, Alexander Grushko, is quoted by Russian media outlets as stating that if the Kremlin sees a shifting of NATO military potential towards the eastern wing, Russia will take measures necessary so its security is not affected. Additionally, for many years, Russia has been protesting U.S. efforts to erect a so-called missile shield in Eastern Europe, one which the U.S. publicly states is aimed at countering threats from the Middle East. Russia is clearly not buying this explanation and sees the true purpose of the proposed installations as an effort to be able to take out their own missiles during the boost phase of a launch. In May of last year, the Russian Defense Ministry made clear that they would use, quote, destructive force preemptively to stop the United States placing such installations in Eastern Europe. Both Russian President Vladimir Putin and Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev have publicly reaffirmed such a stance. In response to the buildup of NATO forces in bordering countries, the Russian Defense Ministry this week announced that their strategic missile troops, whose primary task is nuclear deterrence, will conduct around 120 drills and training exercises over the next 6 months. In addition, the Defense Ministry announced the scheduling of another 12 intercontinental ballistic missile launches between now and the end of 2014. Here at Alert USA, we see these escalations on both sides as particularly dangerous. From NATO's perspective, tens of thousands of Russian troops remain on Ukraine's borders, pro-Russian forces within Ukraine, along with imported Chechen fighters and Russian special forces, are waging a vicious battle with the Ukrainian military in the eastern part of the country. The Russian Navy and Air Force are growing more aggressive and provocative in their patrols, ballistic missile tests are being conducted with regularity, and there are increasing calls in ethnic Russian-dominated portions of other regional nations for Moscow's intervention. From Russia's perspective, they have seen several decades of the progressive eastward expansion of a powerful military alliance, which is now undertaking a buildup of forces along their western border, U.S. and EU meddling in the internal politics of Russian-friendly nations, U.S. and other NATO warships now a permanent presence in the Black Sea, plans to deploy ballistic missile installations in neighboring countries, increasing economic sanctions, and more. At some point, this confrontation will come to a head, and when it does, the results will be ugly. As Russia knows they are unable to win a conventional war against the full-blown might of NATO, their military doctrine openly relies on the use of tactical and strategic nuclear weapons. In related news, late this week the U.S. government issued a new travel warning for Ukraine, warning of growing violence and anti-American sentiment in the country. You can find links to more details on the high points covered in this report in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the Threat Journal website. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor this region and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat environment as events warrant. Moving next to the Western Pacific, Chinese military officials blasted U.S. hegemony this past weekend at a conference known as the Shangri-La Dialogue, specifically taking to task Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, who publicly criticized China's, quote, destabilizing unilateral actions in the South China Sea, including their deployment of an oil drilling platform in disputed waters off the coast of Vietnam. China's Deputy Chief of General Staff, Lieutenant General Wang Guanzhong, blasted Secretary Hagel, saying his speech was, quote, full of hegemony, full of words of threat and intimidation, and part of a provocative challenge against China. Major General Zhu Chenghu stated that, quote, the Americans are making very, very important strategic mistakes right now. If you take China as an enemy, China will absolutely become the enemy of the U.S. General Zhu went on to accuse the U.S. of hypocrisy, suggesting that, quote, whatever the Chinese do is illegal and whatever the Americans do is right. General Zhu stated that, quote, "The Chinese are not so stupid as to believe that Washington wants to work with China or that the U.S. government is truly neutral when it comes to territorial disputes between China and American allies." Days after the tense meeting, the Pentagon released a report to Congress this week entitled Military and Security Developments Involving the People's Republic of China. The annual publication, which we must emphasize is a washed, unclassified version of the DoD's true assessment and outlook, provides an overview of the latest efforts to modernize the Chinese military and various service branches, as well as China's participation in international military and security events. Regarding investment into the PLA's Air Force, which is already the biggest in Asia and the third largest in the world, the report states that, quote, "The People's Liberation Army Air Force is pursuing modernization on a scale unprecedented in its history and is rapidly closing the gap with Western air forces across a broad spectrum of capabilities. Although it still operates a large number of older second- and third-generation fighters, it will likely become a majority fourth-generation force within the next several years." Other major developments covered in the report include advances in the maritime domain. The People's Liberation Army, Navy, is investing heavily in building new surface ships and submarines with advanced capabilities, which will likely be used to back up Beijing's territorial claims. As an example, China will soon deploy its first Luoyang 3-class guided missile destroyer, which incorporates China's first multipurpose vertical launch systems, as well as an expanded fleet of Jiangkai 2-class guided missile frigates, both of which will provide a significant upgrade to area defense capabilities, which is critical as it expands operations into distant seas. This DoD report is a fascinating look at the rapid rise of a world military power with whom the U.S. will likely engage at some point in the future. Considering the U.S. defense pivot to the Western Pacific, U.S. defense alliances with such countries as Taiwan, the Philippines, and Japan, each of whom is currently embroiled with China in bitter territorial disputes, not to mention the growing angst between China and the U.S. on numerous levels, listeners should clearly understand that such a conflict is not far-fetched. You can find a link to the Pentagon report in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the Threat Journal website. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor developments in this increasingly tense region and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat environment as events warrant. In travel security news, in addition to issuing updated travel warnings this week for Ukraine and Venezuela, listeners are reminded that there are more than 36 additional locations around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. This is in addition to a U.S. government-issued worldwide caution specifically warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. As always, if you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, be smart about it and regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, June 7th, 2014.